You are listening to an SAFM podcast, 104 to 107 nationwide. Stream us live on www.safm.co.za or via the SABC Plus app. SABC News, independent and impartial.
It's all over the Israeli media. The Times of Israel reporting that officials are working to block ICC arrest warrants against Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, or the Jerusalem Post's coverage that the ICC could not act against the PM without the consent of the United States. All this from Haaretz, that Netanyahu could be next on the ICC's arrest warrant list after Russian President Vladimir Putin. The New York Times and various U.S. media have now confirmed what appears to be chatter from Israeli government officials in the absence of any confirmation from the ICC or its prosecutor Karim Khan. It further reports that members of Hamas could also be issued warrants in relation to actions emanating from their attack on October 7th. Speculation is rife that the ICC is focused on the narrative that Israel blocked adequate quantities of humanitarian aid from entering Gaza, which led to the deliberate starving of Palestinians in the enclave. Prosecutor Karim Khan said last year that his probe into possible crimes by Hamas militants and Israeli forces was a priority for his office, a statement which also called explicitly for the release of all hostages.
I want to underline clearly to Israel that there must be discernible efforts without further delay to make sure civilians receive basic food, medicine, anesthetics, morphine. We hear reports of operations taking place without these basic medicines, as if we're in the Middle Ages, and too many are dying and too many are being injured. And it's alarming to see the bodies of young children that could be our own children being dragged, baked in dust, still silent, motionless because they're dead. In this regard, I have to say that Israel has clear obligations in relation to its war with Hamas. Not just moral obligations, but legal obligations to comply with the laws of armed conflict.
This issue of humanitarian aid also raised this month by the UN Commission of Inquiry into the Occupied Palestinian Territories. Listen to Commission Chair Navi Pillay.
The Israeli authorities have regularly stopped and denied the entry of humanitarian aid into Gaza. This is in direct contravention to the provisional measures ordered by the International Court of Justice that Israel must, I quote, from the order, take all necessary and effective measures to ensure without delay the unhindered provision of urgently needed basic services and humanitarian assistance in conformity with Israel's obligations under the Genocide Convention.
A White House readout of a Sunday call between President Joe Biden and Netanyahu included a discussion about increasing humanitarian assistance and opening new crossings into northern Gaza starting this week, but made no mention of media reporting of intense lobbying by Israel of its allies to use their influence to prevent the ICC from moving forward, a question we put to the U.S. Ambassador to the UN, Linda Thomas-Greenfield.
The ICC is an independent organization, and their efforts are being undertaken without any contact or interference by the U.S.
The ICC is also a court of last resort that takes up cases when a state is either unwilling or unable to investigate, an issue likely to be addressed were the court's independent judges to sign off on any arrest warrants moving forward. Unlike the International Court of Justice, which deals with disputes between states, the ICC is focused on the individual responsibility in relation to crimes against humanity, war crimes, and genocide. I'm Shervin Brysbys in New York.
You can find SAFM Current Affairs on 104 to 107 nationwide. Our podcasts are available for download on all our digital platforms. SAFM, leading the conversation.